So before we start the season four, episode two review, we do want to touch on the recent passing of Cherry Valentine. It is very, very sad. It's very upsetting. So our hearts definitely go out to Cherry's friends and family. Did you ever meet Cherry? Were you ever lucky enough to get cross paths at all?
Unfortunately, no, but I was a huge fan of them on the show. And news like this, it's just like you get to know these people after the show, like being out on the show, right? And so it was really intense to wake up to that news. So I second what you've said, with just my heart going out to their friends, their family, all of our British queens
100%.
that we know. I think there's it's a heavy topic, and I just feel like we lost her too soon. It was really intense news.
It was really sad. We didn't know each other. We were mutuals on a lot of our socials, and I would always get like a little fangirly if she would like anything that I posted. I'd be like, yeah.
Of course.
But I was always too scared to ever like message her, as I am with most of the Drag Race queens. But she was very cool, very talented, and it's just super, super sad. So yeah, definitely our hearts go out to her and all that stuff. Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I tried to think of something funny. I'm Juicebox.
And I'm let down, Cynthia Kiss.
I was sitting here, I was like, who can I say? But then I was just like, every time I say somebody's name on this podcast, I get in trouble. So I'm not saying anybody.
Oh my God, no, Juice. We have to liberate Juice back on the pod. SQ Cuties, let's boost Juice up. I think she's the best co-host in the world. I'm also
Thank
distracted
you.
Behind you is a cute Trixie Mattel doll.
Yes. I just got my brand new Trixie Mattel doll in the mail, and I have this newfound love for like Barbie dolls, and I think that all drag queens should have a Barbie doll. Like, imagine a Cynthia Kiss Barbie doll.
Girl, don't you know I like would dream of that? That's like such bucket list material right there. So cute.
What would a Cynthia Kiss Barbie doll look like?
Ooh, it would have like a smart set. I feel like it would something tells me blazer. There'd have to be a blazer option. The thing about Cynthia is you can just like switch modes. So there's like corporate cunt, and then there's just like tennis girl. You know what I mean? Like a little tennis skirt moment. She's sporty. She's
So
active.
she would come with interchangeable
Oh, you
outfits,
know there's a
like
marketing
lots of
scheme.
outfits.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
Cynthia
Oh, yeah.
Capitalish.
Cynthia Capital Kiss. I don't know. I think
Yeah, tell
mine
me.
would be like Yeah, mine would be like a very big, large ball gown, but the pieces all strip away into a tiny outfit underneath of it.
A Barbie burlesque number?
Yeah, a Barbie burlesque.
Patent
So like
pending.
the
No one
gown
steal that.
comes, yeah, no one take that. Barbie burlesque, and like her little gloves come off. Okay, but the thing about the Trixie doll that is absolutely, I think, the best part, and I talked about this on my Twitch stream, but I need to tell you, she has tights on. She has tights on.
Oh,
These are tights.
cool.
They
Oh,
are
my
fishnet
God.
tights. Her legs are soft because of them. It is the detail on it incredible.
Y'all, there's a
Like
guitar, a pink acoustic guitar.
the pink acoustic guitar, the little like go-go earrings with the white go-go boots. The little stand has her like T logo on it. It is so good. I was like a little When I first put the money down onto it, like you had to pre-order it, I was
Yeah.
kind of like, why did I do this?
All in, how much did the doll cost?
It was $50 to initially.
Okay.
And then I think after, like when they asked for your final payment, it was like $100
On top.
on top. And then the shipping, which was like 30 or 40 for me.
Okay, cute.
And then I had to pay duty, which was like another $30. So all in all, I paid like probably close to $200 for it, but not all in one shot.
And that's nice to spread it out. I love that. You know what I mean? You don't think about it as
Yeah.
much. You know, it's just like payments. Payments.
Yeah, it was like a payment plan for a doll of a drag queen who has said maybe two words to me on Twitter, which is fine.
Isn't it just fascinating how we get to live our adult lives, almost fixing the fantasies we wanted to live in our childhoods? You
I
definitely
mean,
wanted
I
to
got
play with
to,
dolls when you were a little kid. Now you get to do
but
that.
I did.
Well, then my you get parents, to do it round parents, two. Round two, baby.
Okay, I was going to say, my parents, like, allowed that to flourish. I had Polly Pockets. I had My Little Ponies. I had Barbies. Like, I had, they didn't take that away from me. But now I'm just in my adult age. I'm like, I want to keep doing it.
It's so fun.
So I am. Do you know what my dream is? My dream doll. And, like, I'm not a doll person, but, like, my dream
you
doll.
You are now.
Is, I am now. My dream doll is a pigeon doll. Have you ever seen them?
No. A pigeon doll.
P-I-D-G-I-N, uh-huh. Pigeon dolls. He's a designer in New York who makes custom, like, he just makes these dolls. He makes collections.
Oh, I love.
They are the most beautiful pieces of art that I've ever seen in my life. I have been a fan for years and years and years and years and years. And to have my own, like, very own juice box pigeon doll, I think I would be like, I can die now.
Are they a little taller than, like, a Barbie doll? They're a little longer, right?
They're quite large, yeah.
Cool.
And they're very beautiful.
I find it fascinating. I have done some deep dives on the internet watching people strip away the makeup of, like, a Mattel doll and put, like, more artistic, you know what I'm talking about? Like, the almost upgrades for these Barbie dolls. And they, like, custom pluck new hair and they style it and they make tiny clothes and couture. I am telling you, it makes me feel like I'm playing with a doll.
It's so satisfying.
It's such satisfying YouTube content that I could go on for hours. We could go on forever about dolls. But you know what we want to talk about today?
The real dolls.
The real dolls. We've got Dakota Schaefer. She's our doll this season for the UK.
She's our doll this season. Yes,
fabulous, don't worry. Queens alongside that doll. We're talking about Drag Race UK season 4, darling, episode 2.
Which it was a very good episode. I was devastated by the end, but we will get to that. But it was a very good episode. I really enjoyed it. What did you think?
It was absolutely so good. So let's dive in. We're saying goodbye to Just May. We say goodbye,
Just May. Just May getting on the bus. Just May.
I feel bad. I feel like there was so much fashion to take in last week. Like, each girl was transforming their own look, their own persona, like, what, 5 times? That I feel like I almost don't remember Just May. I feel like I need to rewatch the episode because I'm like, what was her lasting impression for you, Juice? Like, she was Jerry. And
I think it was just the Jerry Halliwell thing.
And okay.
Mine was Just May. Sorry, I had Popeyes before this, so I'm a little gassy. I just burped there. Mine was just May was, I liked her accent. I thought it was very cute. And I think for me, it was just like the lasting impression of, like, the setup, the sending home setup, where it's like, you could tell she was being sent home first the whole episode.
Yes, you could smell it.
Oh, you could sniff it from a mile away. The moment that Danny was just like, she looks a bit nervous, I was like, oh, she's gone.
I know. You even clocked me for it when I was talking about it on the episode, or on the podcast. You're like, that is editing. That is editing. But what can you do?
So we're in the
workroom after Just May just left. And
Just May.
How cute does Dakota Schiffer look without that hat on? The human hair just,
yes.
Oh, she does hair, right? She does hair professionally.
I have no idea.
I believe she does. I believe she does. I think I either creeped it on Insta or something. Like, I've seen her. I don't know. She's a really cool wig stylist, and she does a bit of synthetic. She does a bit of human, and you can tell.
I know. Well, and if somebody doesn't follow Dakota's aesthetic, especially with the way that they present themselves on social media, is very catered. Right, it's very, 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 not catered, it's very...
curated is what you mean.
Curated is the word I was looking for. Yeah, it's very curated. Like, she looks at every single detail, of even down to, like, the way that she's filtering things. Like, it's very, like, you know how Lona thinks about her...
Totally.
Her brand like that. It's very Alona Verley, but, like, in a little bit of a different lens.
Not only do they commit to a color palette, they exist in a color palette. It's really fun.
Oh, yes. Like, even when she got on the runway and she mentioned how it's a lot different for her, like, it was, like, they really take on that whole palette. I'm going to go to Dakota's socials right now and see.
But it's, oh, it. I was going to say, we got to dive in, Juice. We don't have time to, like,
I know, I just want to look at
Dakota.
It.
She's great, but to quote Danny Beard, it's a brand new donkey day, whatever that means. And we are here. We Oh my God. Can we talk about how many people there are in the workroom right now? We need a double elimination. Didn't it feel crowded in there? It felt like it was a cafeteria.
Did it?
It felt like a lot of people. I don't know. Was that just me?
I mean, I think it's just because it's the beginning of the season, right?
Maybe that's what it is. Crowded. Maybe that's what it is.
It's just a little crowdy on a grande, but I like them all.
Right I now. Love like, I really, when you really do that.
Crowdiana Grande. I just really like this cast, you know, and I don't want anybody to be eliminated because I think they're all just very cool.
Very cool cast. Very cool customers.
Very cool.
We have Rue blast into the workroom and they just seem genuinely so excited. Like there is just such an excitement for RuPaul in that room. And this is the first time Rue is catching the cast out of drag. And one of the queens yells out, "Do you like what you see?" And she says, "No, I don't. Get out." I love Rue. I love their banter.
I'm not going to remember any of you after this.
Yeah, no, hardly. But Juice, what's the maxi for the week?
The maxi challenge is we are going to be split into two drag groups and we are going to be doing a new anthem called Come Alive, and it's more of a rock and roll sort of drag anthem.
It's the Yastonbury Festival. So I am here for
Yastonbury.
I was gonna say, what's the headlining event? This is huge, absolutely huge,
Yeah, it's cool. It's something. I like that it's a little bit more rock and roll because we were so used to getting those very like poppy, cute drag numbers. So it's kind of fun that they're doing something a little bit different. And especially, like, punk rock feels like it's rooted very much in, like, London Underground. So it sort of has that sort of aspect to it, too.
Mm-hmm. And Drag Race UK at this point kind of has a following for their girl group numbers. Like, you've got UK Hun, you know, BDE. Like, there's these fun anthems that I feel the Brits truly understand the girl group dynamic. So they're all ready for it. I feel like this is early in the competition. It's only episode 2, and we're already doing music. This is fabulous.
Yeah, I like it.
Girl group against girl group.
Yeah, but just to kind of, I'm sorry if this is jumping ahead, but I feel like thinking about, because I didn't even think of how much they've done with UK Hun and with BDE. I don't think these songs had the same lasting power as those two.
We're going to talk about it, but I don't think it had a hook.
Yeah.
I don't think it had a hook.
I don't think it had, it didn't have that same hook.
Honey, it didn't have a hook. Honey, it didn't have a hook. Okay? I couldn't catch on.
There was no captain. There was no hook.
You're such a Disney gay. Okay, so we're split into two teams. We've got the winner of last week and Dakota.
The loser. Just say the loser.
We love you, Dakota. So that's Black Peppa and Dakota Schiffer. And so they split off. We got two girl groups. In Black Peppa's group, we've got her. We've got Baby. We've got Sminty. We got Blonde. And we got Starlet. Who's the other girl group, Juicy?
We have Dakota, Danny Beard, LaPhil, Cheddar Gorgeous, Pixie Polite, and Copper Top, who was picked last.
Your accent's actually sounding pretty good.
Thank you.
You're getting better, Juice. Oh my God, it's going to get stronger as the season goes on.
Yeah, just waiting for my UK tour, which will never happen.
I don't believe it. I see it for you, love.
We're manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Miss Coppertop was picked last.
That's never... You know what the thing is about Drag Race? Not a lineup go by and we don't get this formula of the girl picked last beat where it's like, eye roll, I'll show them what I can do. How dare they pick me last? It's always this like forced thing. Sometimes I don't give a shit. Like Raja and All Stars All Winner. She's like, whatever, I'm fucking Raja. But it sucks to be that girl. You never want to be the last girl.
Were you ever picked last?
No. Remember, God's favorite. Don't forget, God's favorite.
Never forget. Miss Cynthia Kiss is God's favorite. What's it like to be God's favorite, Cynthia?
It's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, never picked last.
Did you ever get last?
I was last place in my season, so kinda.
But is that picked last? Like, that kind of lineup? Like, did that ever happen to you?
I mean, it was picked first, technically. I never had the opportunity to have been picked last in my season. But I don't think they would have picked me last.
I was also thinking just in life, like, you know what I mean? Like, throughout your life, like, through school and stuff, ever?
No.
No trauma. No. Yes! Skip that trauma.
No, picked last trauma. Well, no, because I never did, like, gym class. And I was small and fast, So, like, if there ever was things, they would always, they would pick me, like, randomly in there to just throw me in to be quick. But, like, other than that, I don't know.
I still remember this vintage photo of Juice, where it's her neck, she looks like a lollipop from Starbucks, one of those cake pops.
Oh, so skinny.
Tiny little stem neck, and your cheekbones, this heart face, and your smile. Is
gigantic,
like,
head. Gigantic head. Head the size of a bowling ball.
But the cheekbones. Massive. My God, when we talk about heart-shaped face, still gorgeous to this day.
Huge. Hair on my head, fascinating.
Okay, so those are our girl groups for Yas Tenbury Festival.
Now, do you feel with these girl groups, tell me your honest opinion, do you feel like it's very the pretty popular girls versus the other girls? Like, did you not get that energy?
Yeah, one was aesthetic and one was persona. And I think the latter happened just because of... That's the thing about basing things off of looks. We do it as humans all the time. We size each other up. And so this whole cast has already scanned each other up and down and been like, okay, so you do kind of that thing, you do that thing, you shake, oh, that's cool, I can't do that, I can't wear that, but you look good on that. And it's, they've already understood what's going on. So yeah, the one girl group, the triple threat... We end up calling them.
They all.
Even though there's like five, the triple threat were the hotties. They were the hotties.
Yeah, they were the hot girls with the cool looks. Like, because I could already, I was looking at them and I was just like, I'm a big fan of all of them. Like, Baby is one of my favorites. I love Sminty. Like, all of them I like. But I was looking at them and I was just like, oh my God, these are just like the five popular hot girls. Like, they're all skinny. Yeah. They all have the cool, expensive looks. They all have the beautiful makeup. Two of them can perform, and...
Yeah, when they say triple threat, they mean only in total. It doesn't count as three performers.
Yeah, I think three of them were performers, and the other two were just hot. But
it was kind of giving Pussycat Dolls for me.
Kind of. Every group, but every friend group has to have the two girls who can't really do much, but they still kind of keep the aesthetic up.
God, yes. Why were you looking at me when you said that?
Directly in your eyes. Directly in your eyes. No, you're the best dancer in Brat Pack. I will die on this hill.
Oh my God, thank you.
Yes, I'm saying it publicly. Cynthia's the best dancer in Brat Pack.
Juice! Dance classes, did it when I was a kid. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yet she is the best dancer in Brat Pack and currently has the longest hair.
Yes. No, hang on. No, Kendall beat me. She bought another human. She couldn't handle
it. Can we talk to them? Can we tell them about the
SQ cuties? It was so funny on tour. Somehow it turned out that Cynthia had the longest human unit. It's a what wigs. I treated myself. It was a Black Friday sale last year. It's over 30 inches. And Kendall's unit at the time was only, what, 28? A measly 28? And she was having a complex about it backstage. Like, she was literally pulling one of her hairs and pulling one of mine from my wig to compare. And then immediately going online wig shopping. Needless to say, she has now longer units, and I'm proud of Kendall. She deserves it.
My favorite quote that came out of that was, what is this? Why am I wearing bobs all of a sudden? And she has a 28-inch hair on her head.
Like, it's a complex. And she is
genuinely thinking that she is wearing a bob. Like...
Why am I wearing a pixie? No, literally.
What is this pixie cut on my head?
I mean, the irony was we were in the East Coast and we did this show in Nova Scotia and it was so hot in this long wig that it was too long. It was actually wrapping around my arms into my armpit. I wanted a slightly shorter human unit. So it was so funny. Her understanding of length. She's like, length is to like best.
Pretty.
Like to pretty.
The prettiest, best, most talented performer has the longest hair.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. But I get it. You do feel cunt when you're in it. So.
Yeah. I texted her one day out of the blue being like, hey, just so you know, my hair is so long today. And she was like, fuck you.
We love Kendall. We love Kendall.
I love her so much. I love her so much.
Where are we? Okay, so we dive in, never. They're in the recording studio next, right? Or no, we do a writing session with Kathy Dennis.
I was going to say Kathy Dennis came in.
Did you know Kathy Dennis?
No, but apparently she wrote I Kissed a Girl on Toxic.
Epic songs. Those are bangers. Those are in like my top 25, both those songs. That's huge.
I know, but she just seemed so like proper and soft that I was shocked.
No, leave it to a Brit to keep it all on the page. She's a professional. She's an artist. She gets wild to write the song. And then otherwise, yeah, she's proper with tea.
But didn't you even notice, like, when, who was saying, it was Danny Beard, when they were saying, like, some of their, like, more cheeky lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Or Pixie Polite said something about, like, choking someone with their thighs. She was very taken aback.
Yeah.
I was like, you wrote kind of scandalous songs. Like, why are you so sort of like, oh, my.
No, it's like Rue got her or something, like, tricked her into doing it.
Yeah, she's just like, we're going to go do some very, like, wholesome music. Well, I didn't realize
it would be so sexual. Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's drag, Kathy. Get into it.
Right? And the lyrics to Toxic aren't the most, like, PG.
No, and then Britney's in, like, a naked crystal bodysuit that lives in my head rent-free.
Yeah. Which you will wear one day.
Fuck yes. I'm building that number right now. I want to make... I'm making some looks right now. Mm-hmm. We love it. We love some time at home. Creative hours. Power hour. Okay. But, so how do... What were standouts with the writing session? I feel like a lot of girls were getting... the note of that's generic, kind of pushing the needle a little bit more, showing the persona, showing the DNA. I find songwriting, it's tricky. There's an art to it. You want to be clever. You want to be poetic. How would you do in a moment like this, do you think, with songwriting?
I mean, I'm not the best with my words poetically, so I think I would struggle. I think mm-hmm. she'd be like, it's very simple and boring, Juice. I think that's the note I would get. But I feel like they were setting it up that Black Peppa's team was going to be, like, the stars, you know? They were saying how theirs was very good, very creative, but just needed some fine-tuning. They were
Can setting I be them up honest? To say, like... I really what? Didn't know... I didn't know who was going to take this. This episode, actually, to me, I kind
oh,
of...
really?
I felt like I couldn't tell who was going to take it until the performance. Because each group
See,
had
I
kind
felt
of...
like... No, I felt like they were setting up Babies and Black Peppa and all them to be like the superstars.
Okay, yeah.
And,
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
hype,
like
hype,
the
hype.
Other team, yeah, they and were hyping crash, them up crash, hard. Crash. Yeah, and it was either you're going to get hyped up hard and crash or hyped up hard, win, and the other ones were just like the doughty girls who couldn't
oh
keep
my
up.
God, that's actually
you know, that's
so
what I was,
true. It's
that's
when,
what I was seeing.
It's when the girl says she has a diploma, a degree in the thing they're about to do, that Drag Race is salivating from the mouth, being like, perfect. Let's make them look terrible.
Terrible.
I
Let's
mean,
make
side
them look
note,
absolutely horrible.
Side note, Baby did, her star did shine as a solo. That's my side yes. note for Baby, just to not make it sound like she did great, but their group didn't. And the edit, ooh, it emphasized it.
Oh, they edited that horribly, making them look like they were, like, just
You're
incompetent.
Right.
Like,
you
the,
are right.
The
you
way
saw
that
it.
They showed it, I was like, whoa, wow.
Do you ever worry you know the Drag Race edit formula too well? That when you watch
I
mean, it?
I think I'm jaded. Like, you see it, you can see all of it.
Sometimes
and I feel
the girls say that to me. I hear that a lot, actually. Once you've seen how the sausage is made, it doesn't taste the same.
Well, because you know that they had to do that performance twice.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they probably did it very good one time and not very good the second time.
One of the times there's a hiccup and they just always use the hiccup.
Yeah. Well, if you watch actually the finale of my season 1,
mm-hmm.
At one point, Rita looks incredible, amazing, and very put together. And another time, you see her kind of off and you see things falling off of her and her costume falling apart.
Movie magic.
And so basically one take was perfect
uh-huh.
and the other take her things started falling apart and they could have edited around it, but they did not. They decided to show those things,
honey,
you know. So I feel like they could have changed it a bit, but I will say that but somebody's got to go home and the other team was a lot better, but we'll get to that. So
absolutely,
we go into the recording.
Do you got any highlights?
Do
you got any highlights, baby?
You've got contour, but
do you got a highlight?
No, it was all right. It was very, it was just kind of a generic scene, you know. Everyone was doing their thing. Miss Starlet looked like she was struggling a bit.
Yeah, Starlet was a bit of a struggle bus. I find she has, the way she talks, it's so tight in her mouth. It's like she really closes her lips. They're like so Her mouth looks so tiny when she talks.
Yeah, her mouth does look very small.
It's the cutest thing in the world. So yeah. I can see how she doesn't seem like the type that's going to like thrive in front of a studio microphone. I also love Danny Beard curses accidentally on the BBC.
Constantly.
On the BBC 3, of course, that gets bleeped and everyone It's Scandal, but on Crave. In Canada. Honey, we get to hear the swear words. Canadians, are we living for this? We can handle it.
It's just her keep going, motherfucker, motherfucking, motherfuck. And it's, everyone's just gasping.
Motherfucking. And then what's her name? Kathy Dennis. She's just in the corner quaking the whole episode.
Just, oh my.
But yeah, otherwise, I mean, Jomber's Blonde, also struggle bus.
A bit, but I wouldn't say too much. Like, they did, I didn't really feel like they were editing anyone to feel like they were too bad.
Really? Because her seemed like she was trying to cram it in. Like, they had to take it from the top quite a bit, to the point where she apologized or thanked them for their patience and said, thank you for taking time. And Sminty was literally like, they have to, love. Like, that's literally their job. I died.
Do you ever feel like, so when I feel like, I don't know if I said this last week, but Sminty, I really am enjoying.
Sminty, I simultaneously love and, like, am fascinated by their, like, bone structure. I want to see their, like, their skull. They have, like, such an interesting look.
I think they're just incredibly skinny.
Incredibly skinny. And there's times where, and I feel weird talking about it. I don't mean to body shame or anything. Enigmatic at the same time. Like, I'm confused and beautiful. And there's a little bit of filler going on, right?
Oh, there must be. Because there's no way those lips are real.
Exactly. That's what I mean. There's these, like, heightened moments. Like, their measurements, their face is fascinating. So, yeah, I'm...
Yes. But what I mean is, like, they're funny.
Yep. Totally funny. They have that. Funny. They can bring that humor with that confidence in their appearance, I think. Mm-hmm. They're a really great persona on this season. I really do like a lot of the girls.
Yeah. And I feel like when you see girls like that online, when they're so into that Instagram aesthetic, you don't usually get the rest of the personality. You're just like, oh, there's probably just beauty and they're really boring. But I mean, I just think that she is just hilarious. And I really want her to make it all the way just because I find her so fun.
I mean, we did find out her Achilles heel this episode, though.
Ooh, which we will get to.
We will get to. Stay tuned, SQ Cuties. Bum, bum, bum.
And you know what? With that being said, maybe here's a word from our sponsor.
I love that idea, Juice.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Thanks, BetterHelp. Well, Juice, we're back. It's elimination day. How are we feeling?
Good. Very exciting. I love the mirror talks.
Good mirror talks this episode. We find out Dakota Schiffer has a twin. What the hell? And they both do drag. Aw.
I know. But I think their twin is a non-binary queer person.
Yep.
And Dakota is a trans woman.
Yep.
So what a fun little family.
So cool. Really, really interesting. And I grew up with one twin. Like, I went to high school with someone with a twin, but, like, I don't quite understand it. My brother and I are only 2 years apart, and sometimes I feel like we had twin energy with, like, the way we think and how we feel. Are you close with any of your siblings, Juscelina?
I have a brother. I wouldn't say we're not close, but we're not, like, we're very different.
It's me, Dr. Phil. Na 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 na.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, my brother is like the holding a fish in a Tinder profile kind of guy. Like,
okay. That's,
like, yeah, my brother is like, he's from Essex, Ontario. He'll like say something like a little controversial just because he knows it'll make me angry.
Oh.
You know?
Ew.
Like, that's, Yeah, I know, but it's my brother.
Like, oh, brother.
I'll be like, could you not? And he's just like, what? Like, knows I'm going to get mad. Like, doesn't mean it, but so he knows it's going to make me
annoying.
Angry. Actually, do you know what's really funny?
I want to know.
So you have brothers, but are they all like soft and effeminate like you?
Basically, that's typically the vibe.
So I turn into an absolute frat boy around my brother, and
oh my God,
Mr. Box
the
gets
change.
So annoyed.
The change.
Oh, full change. Oh. Like wrestling, like farting, burping.
Okay.
At one point there was this wedding. I don't know if I've told this story before. At one point we were at a wedding and my brother and I were like hitting each other and slapping each other and like throwing things at each other. And Mr. Box was like, do I need to separate you two? And we were like, no, we're fine. Because that's just how we act. And then at one point, they put the food down in front of us. And my brother was just like, oh, but you can't eat that entire thing of pasta. And I was like, fuck yourself. I can eat that whole fucking thing of pasta. And he's like, yeah, fucking do it. So I had the waiter bring an extra thing of pasta for the table where I could eat it myself to prove him wrong. And I was almost sick at this wedding.
Oh, God. I mean, anytime we have a food eating contest, I say hard pass. That is so funny. You turn into like your childhood self.
Oh, yes, we are just 2 10-year-old boys.
Who's fighting. Older, who is younger? I can't remember.
I'm younger. I'm the baby.
So you've got something to prove. You're like, I can fucking eat this. Fuck you.
I could do it. Yeah, go fuck yourself. I could do this.
Aww.
And then he just makes fun of me for being bald all the time because he has hair.
You rock it, baby. So we find out Dakota has a twin.
Who isn't bald.
Yeah, who isn't bald. They both have hair.
And they both have hair.
I was getting worried. I thought that mirror moment was potentially going to mean bye to Dakota.
Ooh, I didn't know. I didn't feel that.
But the Drag Race formula, I think sometimes it's like you hear their backstory. Their mirror moment often is paired with a departure. Like, a lot of times that happens. So sometimes when people are sharing themselves in the mirror, I'm like, oh, God, is she going home?
No,
oh,
not
man.
Dakota.
Not Dakota.
I didn't get that. Not Dakota.
I love your pop. Didn't get...
I wasn't getting that energy, really. I was worried. I didn't know who was going
was worried.
Home, but I figured it was going to be someone that I really enjoyed. I was just getting that feeling. But, yeah, but I liked it. I liked it that we got that kind of glimpse into their life.
I mean, the whole mirror moment was Dakota. Like, I feel like she...
Beautiful.
It was her. Do you want to go to the main stage, Juice?
I would love to go to the main stage.
Yay! Somewhere. Okay, we have RuPaul walking out looking pretty in hot pink. This neon theme. Yeah. I love when Ru dresses to the runway theme. I feel like so many times when there's a theme, Ru will almost do opposite day. Like, if the theme is black and white, she'll wear lime green. So it's fun to see her play with the girlies. Next, we have... Michelle Visage in giant hair.
Ginormous.
And I'm obsessed.
Hair.
I'm absolutely obsessed. I just listened to the episode of Very Delta where Michelle's wig and like hairstylist was on and he was talking about all his techniques and how he like makes her look perfect. And it's just absolutely killing it. Absolutely killing it.
I love that. Yeah. Graham looking like a absolute father figure snack.
I was gonna say, do you vibe or is he a little too old for you?
He's a little old for me, but I kind of vibe.
I think if I was a little drunk, never say never. And our guest judge of the week.
Yes. FKA Twigs. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
FKA Twigs. I'm always worried that I'm saying their name wrong. I don't know why. It's so easy to say, but it's just like I'm always worried I'm flubbing the FKA. But
FKA.
So good. FKA Twigs. Beautiful, incredible, so talented, so cool.
Just
and
the
makeup.
Coolest. The coolest.
Oh, the makeup was so cool. I loved it. Big fan. Big fan.
Really, like, very chic. Do we want to see how these girls do? Do we want to see the performances? Let's dive in.
Let's dive into the performances. So let's talk about the first group, Triple Threat.
Triple Threat. We get into it. Okay. Things off the bat. The lights come up, the performance starts, and the first thing I can look at is Baby's costume. I feel like she's wearing way more pink than the rest of them. And it's all I can look at. She's also giving main character energy because her performance was the strongest. And so for me, I'm tied. I'm torn because I was like, that's a cunt look. You look great. Maybe just like own it. But I did find it stuck out. As a group, no one else was wearing pink that bright. Don't you think?
I don't think any about of them the looked like they should have been a girl group together. They didn't look cohesive, I don't think.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, they didn't look cohesive. They all looked incredible individually. Like, Starlet had this insanely beautiful naked look on, which I was, like, enamored with.
Star bikini, crisscross, applesauce. Give a dog a bone.
Beautiful. Like, it was gorgeous. So, like, I loved that. I liked... Babies was a little... Like, it looked kind of too chunky, but it was cool. I enjoyed it. But I didn't feel like they worked together. I didn't feel like the looks all worked. But yeah, the looks were just fine. But they all performed fine. I mean, except for Sminty, Starlet, and... Okay, so not... And John Burst Blonde. Okay, so Baby and Black Peppa were good. That's it. Like, that's it.
I'm gonna... Hot take. Baby was good. Baby was really good. Baby was really good. I kind of agreed with the judges where it's like, pick only a couple moves and really like milk them. It felt like team too much for me. And that's a great note. That's always a great note because it's easier to do less than trying to tell someone like Starlet to do more. But she has
That's why.
She has fist tips. Unfortunately, I cannot move my fist.
I was obsessed with the delusion. Just obsessed with it. I couldn't be mad at her because I was so into the delusion of I had a lot of fun. Did you?
Can I say something? When I watched Starlet, I actually didn't mind that she's kind of like dead in the face because like there's like a vibe to that. Whereas I think she's gonna grow as a performer and still have like the dead in the face thing, but just a little more sass here and there, like punctuation, and I'm here for it. Someone like Billie Eilish has a beautiful sleepy eyelid and always kind of looks like she half cares. I think that's cool. Like, it's too cool to care, that thing, but it didn't translate. And she seemed terrified.
Do you know where
the thing about looking scared?
She'll thrive.
Where will she thrive?
She'll thrive in a burlesque scene.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Well, she mentioned it. She said she had a burlesque past, rooted in burlesque.
Background.
Yeah. So, like, her doing a slow, sexy, very manicured look where she's slowly taking things off and showing her, like, beautiful skin, I think would be incredible. So, I think maybe, like, a dancing girl group probably isn't her, you know, cup of tea.
I liked her verse. I thought her verse was good.
It was fine.
I thought her delivery, like, for someone who seemed shy, I thought she honestly didn't do, like, too bad. But, like, at the same time, I knew where they were coming from. Were there any other standouts in Triple Threat, Group of Five?
It was just Baby.
It was just Baby. I said it before, I'll say it again. Her star shined that night.
It did. And do you understand my love for Baby now?
I get it. And she followed me back on Instagram. So, we love Baby.
No, let me look. Does she follow me? What is her name?
Please.
Baby. What's her Instagram? Baby London. Is she following me back? Jail. She doesn't follow me. Jail. She hates me. I am sitting here singing your praises, Baby. Can't even give me a follow back. Oh. Oh, I am just sitting here talking to myself, and Cynthia is full paused.
Oh my god, I'm back.
There you are. I thought you were... Okay, so me and Cynthia see each other on a video screen. Cynthia, it paused at you drinking your water, so I thought you were just drinking your water, staring at me, being like, yeah, Baby doesn't follow you.
I'm so sorry she doesn't follow you. She will. Baby, do I need to message Baby? I'm going to bully Baby.
Message Baby and be like, Juice is a really big fan.
Fun fact, she liked you before I did. Okay.
Anyways.
Okay, but that was Triple Threat. Done. First number, I would give it like a 6 out of 10. Second group, Queens of the Bone Age. They come out.
I like that name. What do you think?
Me too. It was something, I liked it more than the first group.
I felt like this one, everyone looked like a girl group.
Yeah.
All of their verses felt like very organic and they all made sense. They all could deliver them. It was overall like knocked it out of the park. Everyone was good. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't see one standout, which I like with a girl group because then everyone can shine.
Do you know who deserves more credit? We're not even talking about it.
Who?
LaPhil and that choreo. That was simple, but that was effective. Yes. And everyone got it. It was for non-dancers. It was nice and slow. It had great lines. LaPhil, good on you, babes. That was great choreo.
And I feel like LaPhil now for two episodes hasn't really gotten the praise that they really deserve because they're really good.
They're great. They're literally hilarious. They give so much energy in those confessionals. Like, so much energy. Cartoon character energy on LaPhil. Like, it's so amazing.
Yeah. And, like, I was a little shocked with how they sang. Because I was expecting, because LaPhil's like a vocalist, right? Like they have like music. So I was expecting a lot different music, but I get it. It's a rock song. So they were kind of going with the vibe of the rock
song. Leaning into that.
But yeah, but I was kind of more expecting, I wanted to hear the like the music. I wanted to hear the beautiful vocals. I liked how Cheddar's vocals were.
Girl.
Because they really leaned into it. But give me a single. A very cool song.
I want a solo track. I want that breakout album. Cheddar Gorgeous is giving me like Depeche Mode. There's that like old like 80s sound to his voice. It's almost like a Bowie. I want them to kind of come out with some more music.
I would like it. And do you know what I really like about the UK? This is what I like about the UK season is that UK drag artists have to be a lot more cabaret style and a lot more of them sing.
Yes.
Because that's a little bit more of what the drag is out there. It's a little less like 1-2-step high kick things. It's a lot of them are
1-2
like
don't you forget.
Song.
Yes.
It's 1-2 don't you forget, you know? So that's what I like about it. So when you get stuff like this, you get a lot of them who can sing. Like Vivian is a singer. Bag of Chips is a singer. Something Wong, Tia Coffee. Like a lot of these people sing. So I really, really enjoy that aspect of it because it makes these girl group challenges even better because you're actually hearing singers and not just like tagline. I'm so good. Hot girl things. Don't get rid of me. Put on a crown. Like that's shit.
Don't get rid of me. That would actually be such a funny lyric. Like the last thing of your verse. And please don't get rid of me.
If I ever get on Drag Race again, mine is just going to say like, I'm just going to do the generic thing, but I'm not going to fill it in. I'm just going to be like, tagline, crown me.
Yes.
Go. Like I'm just going to find a way to make that work.
The Mad Libs drag verse.
Yeah, the Mad Libs drag verse. I'll have it all written down and I'll just make it work with the beat. And I'll be like, if this is my downfall, this is my downfall.
I love it if you just at the end say, please don't send me home.
Beg them.
Please.
Like, please keep me. I think that would put a big like scarlet letter on me and then they would send me home.
Then they're like, well, you asked for it, bitch. Okay, so Cheddar was amazing. So Danny Beard, what do you think of Danny Beard?
It was good. I don't remember it very well, but it was good.
I actually have a note, and I think
this
is a thing for the bearded queens, and I don't want to speak out of pocket, but if your beard is really dark and your lipstick
Cynthia's
is really
canceled,
dark,
canceled,
and I can't canceled. See your lips, I found it hard to read Danny Beard's mouth because of the dark lipstick and the dark beard. Like, it got lost for me because the whole area kind of just, it just flushed away. So to
you
me,
you need more contrast.
I just want to do a little trick of the highlight, like almost like a white pencil liner just to like Juno Birch highlight, you know, artificial areas just to give it
That's
punctuation.
Fair.
Like, I couldn't see it because I actually was wondering if they forgot their words, like half of Triple Threat.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Sminty and all them, who just, like, didn't know their words.
Can we talk about that for 1 second? We missed that note. None of them knew their words. Like, none of them did.
Do you want to know? I think it wasn't knowing their words. I think all of them tried to put too many lyrics in to the point where it was just, like, they may have known their words, but they were just so stuffed with, like, things that they had to say.
Yeah.
That how could you keep up? Like, even Graham had said that. He was just, like, it was great, but you had great lyrics, but you couldn't keep up with them. There was just so many lyrics, you know? So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Well.
But yeah.
Other than that, I wrote down, again, second shout out for LaPhil, that choreo, really effective in the second group, Queens of the Bone Age. And overall, I thought this group did better.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Me too. I agree. It was a very clear winner with them. So now can we go to the runway looks? This is Neon Nights. This is one of the runway themes that I'm very jealous of because I love a neon.
Me three.
So I would have loved something like that. Me three. I would have loved something like this. Like, this is such a cool, fun runway theme that you can literally do so much with.
Absolutely. It's just like, I love when it's just a palette prompt because the sky's the limit. First, we have Starlet walking out, and not only is she my girl crush, she's in Crush Velvet. I thought it was very cool.
I was going to say, you know how much I love Crush Velvet.
You got a little fashion boner. It always looks great. And I love how she punctuated it with, like, the spikes. That's the word of the day. I feel like I've used punctuate, like, three times. These yellow feathers on the points, mm-hmm. giving it movement. I thought it was chic. I kind of feel like maybe it was Mr. Blobby last week. Black Peppa's
look. A lot of pink.
The pink and the yellow.
Yeah, it's a lot of pink and yellow, but I mean, it's still beautiful. Like, it's a gorgeous look. It's very well done.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is one of those ones where in person, it's even more beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's. I think the same thing that happened with you, Crush Velvet is hard to read on camera.
It'll get you, girl.
It's, you know, but I love it. Maybe it's a curse because we know what happens with Miss Starlet and what happened with you. They didn't like your Crush Velvet. Maybe Crush Velvet is cursed.
I'm not wearing it again.
I don't know if I'm ever going to be on that stage ever again, so who knows, babes?
No, I'm not even talking about Drag Race. I'm just never going to wear it. It's triggery.
John Burr's Blonde. What did you think?
I did not love this. In detail, up close, the trench coat was cool. And we'll see later in the episode, there was kind of a reveal. I wish they did that on the main stage, you know, for the runway.
I wasn't a big fan.
Didn't love it. There was some bigger hair. Would that have helped?
The wig was the worst part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my thing is, it's like, if you're going to wear a very cropped bob, like at the jaw, mm-hmm. I feel like it should be very like Velma Kelly. Like it needs to taper in and go with the form of your face.
Oh, I love when it does that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that this one, it literally looked like it was just lopped and like frizzed out. Like it didn't feel, it felt unstyled.
It was giving Sia.
I wanna swing. Yeah, I just wasn't, it. And for me, I didn't get neon from this. I got more like art with like neon aspects,
mm-hmm.
you know? I wasn't a big fan, which sucks because I do like John Burr's, but I wasn't a big fan of this look, but mm-hmm. can't like them all.
Can't like them all. Next we have Baby.
Speaking of all.
Everything.
Everything.
This was, okay, this is the last 2 years of drag fashion trends on one look.
All on one. It was everything on.
It was all of Fashion Nova. No, more than, it's fancy, it's well done. It just was, it was a lot. It was really a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
I think if she were to have just done this gorgeous catsuit, because it's beautiful, it's stoned incredibly, it's got this gorgeous like color that goes right down to the toe. If she would have just done that, it would have been great. Maybe put the gold chains on it, maybe. But
do you
I don't think it needed all those feathers.
Do you know what I think it is?
What?
It's the hair. The hair was bright green. And had we had more of like a platinum blonde or something that just like a Tyra brown brunette, like highlighty waterfall hair, I feel like it would frame the face and we could fall in love. Something about the neon hair, it was like, oh my god, it's so much to look at. And I feel like that's why everyone was, because it was quite the haircut. It had like,
it's a beautiful hair, but it's quite the hair. What about a black, something slicked out of her face in black, maybe something with like a braid,
so fun,
and then with neon, like the neon colors like weaved into that.
Baby, are you listening?
Do you like that?
Hey, that's good. That's good, bitch.
That's good. But I will say, it is beautiful. It's just a lot. Like, there's just a lot on it, but she still looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I would wear every single thing on her body just at different times, not all at once.
And something I feel like we have not talked about was her ass.
She's got a booty.
She's got a great ass.
She's got a booty.
She's got a great
ass. Roger, we got a booty on our hands.
And speaking of great ass, this girl's is very small, but it is there. Sminty Drop.
Queen of Segways, juice box, I love you.
Queen of Segways. I'm getting better. What did you think of half of her outfit?
I mean, this is the thing. Is it fashion or is it skinny? I feel like I've seen this kind of look a lot with the pasties and the corset and the extended skirt cage thing a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm worried this is what we're going to see from her the whole time. Do you think we're going to see this from her every week?
Well, that's what Michelle said. She was just like, I want to see more because I already know that you have 400 of these.
I feel like this is her Achilles heel. This is how they're going to make her seem like unfit for a win at one point. Yeah. They're going to go hard on the runways.
I think she is relying a little bit on skinny fashion, where it's just like she is so beautiful that she can kind of throw on whatever. Because imagine this on any girl who... Like, imagine this on someone who isn't, like, 95 pounds, you know? Like, it wouldn't look good.
Exactly.
It wouldn't look good.
Y'all, if I came out in this, like, I'm a 30-year-old man, you all would be like, who is this girl think she is?
Yeah.
I mean, it would not hit. I guarantee if I couldn't put a little bit of guacamole in my clavicle like Sminty Drop can.
I think what I will say with Sminty's look, if she would have had this on... As this was the final reveal at the end of the runway, yes. And there was something going on top, and she did it as a pasty reveal, I would have liked it a lot more.
Or,
you know,
I'll raise you this, a little body paint moment, just a little bit of artistry, like somehow, like, could she have quickly, like, I don't know, just painted on her skin a little bit more? Like, if she's going to show off her body, could she have shown, like, another art form, like, of makeup artistry? I don't know how to body paint, so maybe she doesn't know either, but that's what I thought too. I was like, if you want to show your shoulders, can you kind of paint something around it? I don't know. Hard? It'd be hard to body paint yourself. Fuck that. Never mind that. I feel like
I've done it before. It's incredibly difficult. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say, last week her looks were so incredible that it's going to be hard to compare to last week anyway.
Peak too,
like,
soon.
Last week she had a fucking lampshade on her head and this beautiful giant wig on. This one feels like almost like a soft downgrade from what she did the week before, but hopefully that's going to transition into something even more incredible next week, because I have a feeling she has some insane looks.
I agree. Speaking of insane looks, Black Peppa and this sculpted silicone.
Very good segue.
See, thank you.
Very good segue. Yes, very good segue. Love it. Black Peppa looks
insane.
Like, insane. Insane.
It's so cool.
So good.
I feel like this is such a great look for Drag Race. I feel like it'd be like a bitch to travel with, and it would get crunched and crushed, but it's perfect for the show. This giant hair, this Diana Ross hair with an even bigger hat atop it. It's really cute. It's really cool. Love yellow. She's a dream.
Do you
yellow.
Know when someone really feels like the star of the season?
Are you getting that from Black Peppa?
I'm getting that from Miss Black Peppa. I'm getting very star of the season.
Me too, bitch. You know? Me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting like it. She's the girl that's gonna come out as, like, there's always one girl that comes out of every season that, like, is the most popular, the most booked, who has the most successful career. I really get that energy from Black Peppa. She feels like the star. Like, she has star quality. She has star power. She has these beautiful looks. She's very charismatic. She's very funny. And, like, she just looks so good. I feel like she could wear anything, and I would just be obsessed with it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I'm just, every week, I'm excited to see what she's going to do. We love you.
Oh, my God. Even the back. The back isn't just a straight line all the way down. The back coils, too. Yeah. The way it ties up. Oh, it's beautiful.
It's
my
really
God.
Cool. Wow. 10 out of 10.
A bit low.
Uh-oh. Hey. Now she's getting picky. Now she hates it.
Copper top. Copper.
It's giving.
Copper top. What did you think?
It's giving Blue Hydrangea cosplay.
Kind of. Yeah. Just with the hair. I'm happy that the colors are more cohesive this time, though. I felt like with Copper Top, the colors have been a little bit wild.
Color police. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Like, remember her...
entrance.
The entrance look, and then, like, the promo look. It was very, like, clashy with the hair. But I like how she did the bright blue with the bright orange, and they just sort of match. It doesn't, for me, I'm not getting neon.
I'm not getting neon, to be honest.
No, I'm not getting neon, but it's still nice. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine.
It's fine. It's next fine. We have...
I mean, it's good.
Next we have Danny Beard.
Danny, the bubbles.
The bubbles. I said Juno Birch in space.
Yes.
But I don't know if I loved the white makeup. I actually, to that point about Juno, I would have loved the blue. Like the baby blue skin could have been cool with the lime green. I felt like the white interesting. And she looked kind of gray. She looked gray because she contoured with black.
No, see, I still like the white face. And I think that she did something different to it because the white face almost looks like plasticky. Like it's
she put it on her beard.
It's got a very beautiful shine to it. Yeah, she always puts it on her beard.
I know, but I thought the blue would look cool on her beard.
I know, you've really got this Juno Birch thing for her.
I love Juno Birch. In fact, I think she's just absolutely stunning. She's the
absolutely
best.
Stunning. What does she call that one Sims girl?
Oh, shit, you're putting me on the spot. I don't know.
Oh, my God. She has this one person, and I cannot remember, but she's a character in her Sims YouTube videos, mm-hmm. and she hates her, and I can't remember, and it's so funny, and I cannot remember for the life of me right now what she calls this person. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Juice focus. We're podcasting.
I know.
Okay.
Sorry.
But anyways, did you like Danny's?
I really like it.
You like it? I thought it was cool, too.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I love the fit. I love the detail on it. Everything's incredible about it. The way that it's not, like, her waist doesn't look like it's, like, 21 inches small, but it still fits her very, very well.
It's proportion.
You know?
Exactly.
The proportions are incredible on it. I love it.
Also incredible is Cheddar Gorgeous coming out in so many colors and literally looking like a Disney set costume, like...
She's a mycelium Alice goddess.
Alice in Wonderland, mushroom mm-hmm. trip. When RuPaul said, I didn't order shroom service. That made me laugh. I like that pun.
This is one of my favorite looks of the whole episode.
It's so good. Incredible. I was worried last week with that very first look where I was thinking like, is Cheddar going to be rocky on the runways? But ever since then, I've been loving.
No, I love it. Mm-hmm. I feel like it gives the idea of like a mushroom trip where colors are a lot brighter. Things are a lot more whimsical, you know, like you can turn into sound if you don't want to be like it gives me that energy. And I get neon from it. I get who she is as a drag queen. It's one of my favorite looks. It's incredible. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
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 Oh, and when she blows the powder. Oh, she's just awesome.
It's got a performance. She's incredible. Next, we have Dakota mm-hmm. Schiffer. And I thought this was so chic. I thought this yes. was really cool on her. The gamer girl energy, the color. I want her to do more neon. Like, I know she lives in her pastel, yeah. groovy 60s palette. It's very muted pastel. But baby, when she turns up the saturation, when she turns up the brightness, she turns up the party.
It's gorgeous. Yes. And it feels like she's more comfortable on the runway now, right? She's not falling into those little moments that she was doing a lot in the first episode. She's kind of just like sinking into her beauty.
Yeah, it was really cute. Her little matching bomber mm-hmm. and bodycon dress with her headphones looking all cute. This was giving me juice box energy.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I was obsessed with it. You know, mm-hmm. she walked out and I went, I would wear everything about this. Like the little mm-hmm. headphones, and she looked like she was from League of Legends. I was like, yes, this is
so
perfect.
Cute. I thought the exaggerated headphone yeah. was the perfect touch. It, like, took
yes,
it there
it was
for me.
Great.
Really cute.
Mm-hmm. LaPhil doing an iconic Naomi Campbell fashion moment.
Oh, I'm LaPhil!
Garbage.
Picking up the garbage.
What did you think?
An homage to, yeah, Naomi Campbell picking up garbage. interesting deep cut, but I guess, like, funny nonetheless. I love...
Yeah.
Being able to kind of tease the glamour side of Naomi and then also the other sides of her. That's why we love Naomi. She's an icon.
Yeah.
It as a look was cool. You know, cool shoulder detail.
If it were me, I would have taken the jacket off right away.
Now, I thought the jumpsuit that Naomi Campbell wore was orange. That really read red. Sorry, that jumpsuit looked red on camera for me.
No, it looks orange to me.
Oh, was my mom.
It's like a very bright, bright neon orange.
Okay, that's what
it's
it
like,
is.
But it's
sometimes,
a deeper...
yeah, sometimes neons can freak out on TV that it looked a little
yeah.
Because at first I was like, why is she wearing a red jumpsuit? She looks like Santa Claus. But I guess I feel you.
Yeah. I just think that what's under it was so stunning. I would have loved to have seen that. But I get that she needed to keep the coat on to keep it neon. But it was beautiful. And it was cool and fun.
It was cool.
What about Miss Pixie Polite?
It was cool and fun. We've got Pixie Polite. Fucking love this plastic sprayed PVC trench coat and matching beret. I really like this outfit. I would wear this outfit. It's cute.
Me too. I think it's really beautiful. I like that she has this like super, super long human. Her makeup is a little...
coming in for the face.
Yeah. I think her makeup could have... I think when the close-up is really beautiful, but it's not reading very well from far away.
Yeah.
I think she should have went a little bit more saturated with the color and not so bright with that white highlight. That's just me being very picky. Overall, I think she looked incredible.
I thought I really liked the look. I didn't actually notice. Yeah. I think I was taking in the clothes, or maybe I just baseline don't love the makeup. So I almost have like radically accepted it.
Oh, no. Oh, poor thing.
But no, you know what I mean? Like sometimes people do a look and it's like, hey, that's your way you turn the party. I'm here for you. I see you, Pixie Polite. And I would fucking wear this look. I thought it was really cool.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love it.
But inches.
That's all the looks. That's all the
That's all the looks. That was neon nights. I was going to say lights, but it's neon nights.
That's neon nights.
And we hear our winner of Yasbury Festival. It's Queens of the Bone Age. They take the win. Pew, 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 pew.
Yes, very rightly deserved, too. Like, and it's all of them. They all get a repeater badge.
Yeah. I actually... Yeah. Like, do they ever kind of keep score in a regular season? I feel like ultimately.
No, I think it's one of those things. It's more of just like a cheeky, like, I have a repeater badge and you don't.
Right.
Poor Cheryl Hull, though, probably watching that, just so upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love her.
We love her.
But it made complete sense. They were the standouts this week. And the obvious standout within... Oh, wait, no. Okay, this is funny. The actual winner of the week, their group didn't do well.
Yeah, they all got...
No, wait, no. I'm just realizing. Oh, fuck. So, truly, Babe. Wow. Baby.
No. Baby was incredible, but she didn't win anything.
I thought she won the week.
No.
Who won?
The Queens of the Bone Age won. All of them won.
Okay.
Baby was just the best out of the garbage. Like, they were just nice to Baby because Baby was the obvious star of that group when everyone else was not. And she didn't win anything. They just went, you're safe. Good job. She didn't win nothing.
Sorry, listeners. Sometimes I'm feverishly writing notes for the outline of the show that I'll look up and then I see a girl get a beat with a, like... whatever, and I so
yeah,
I,
yeah, 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 yeah.
I thought Baby was taking the win. Yikes. I literally no, wrote here
the
winner
of the
week.
Bone Age. I know, I read that,
and you literally just said that. Yeah, so they literally, wow, I'm really great at my job.
That's okay. But yeah, so the Queens of the Bone Age, they all get a repeater badge, and then the other girls are all on the chopping block. They reiterate everything that we've said this whole episode, you know, that's they didn't know their lyrics. There was too much jammed in. There was this nervousness. But just to kind of reiterate something that we said earlier, Starlet's shock that she did poorly and the absolute full delusion that she was just like, I had lots of fun. I don't really understand why they didn't like it is my favorite thing in the world. Like, just blind delusion of how blind poor delusion. She did.
It's so funny.
I'm obsessed.
The way when she started talking about the fist tips.
My face tapes, I can't really react very much. It's like, what? Is that tipped. How tight is your face taped?
Girl, I don't know. I do not know. Do you ever tape your face?
I don't need to.
Right? Have you done it before?
No, I've never. I'm going to tell you why. I don't tape my face because the way that I paint, I have already had some people comment in some photos that I can... read slightly Asian, so I feel like if I were to tape my face, it would go full yellow face, and it would just be like, especially because of like the way that I like to do my aesthetic and everything, and like I already have like an almond shaped eye, so I have to be very careful in the way that I do my eye makeup, where I don't look like I'm trying to do like a very Asian look.
Oh my god!
So if I were to face tape,
I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, Oh, girl, if I were to face tape, it would be yellow face, the house down boots. Like, absolutely not. No face tape on this girl.
Do you ever see a girl doing it where privately you think that? That that's the unfortunate...
No.
Okay.
No. I've never seen a Drag Race girl do that.
Right. I was going to say, I'm like, is that in your head? But I at the same time, you're right. You don't need to do it. You have beautiful... beautiful landscape, a portrait.
Yeah, to paint on. I have the space to do it. I don't need to do it, but I have seen before in some photos, especially like early on in my drag career, like when I started changing the way I was doing my makeup, I had some people being like, "You look a little Asian in this makeup," and I'm just like, "Okay, I need to not do my eye like that because that's probably not the best idea." Like,
didn't Ariana Grande get put on blast recently for that? There was like some sort of edits that came out.
Well, I think it's because the way that she does her makeup now and the way that she styles herself, it's very, like, Korean beauty. Mm-hmm. And it's very, like, monolid sort of aesthetic and things. So it's just, like, it's obviously taking... You can take inspiration, but you don't want to look like another race.
No.
You
know? No, never.
Like, you don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah, that's just...
Appreciation, not appropriation, folks. Let's not get it twisted, okay?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think there's a way to do face tape where it doesn't. Like, these girls all... A bunch of them tape their face and no one looks like they're doing it.
Because I haven't done it, and I wanted to know about the motion thing. Like, is Starlet correct in that you kind of can't... I'll ask Gia and Kendall next time.
Well, hers look like they're on her cheek.
Yeah, what was with that? They were so low down. Like, I felt like it looked like...
They were very low, so maybe that's why.
She yanks the whole face. She starts from her mouth. That's what she needs to
make
to
her
do.
Mouth look bigger.
She needs to do a face tape for her mouth so she's always smiling.
Aww, so cute.
So our bottom two are Starlet and Jomber's Blonde. Do we want to dive into that lip sync?
We can. I mean, it was fine. I felt like Jomber's was really fighting.
Yeah.
Like really, really fighting. I don't think they really like fit the song with how like aggressive they were coming at it. But it was like a cool sort of
coming in hot
thing to be like, oh, they really want to be here. But they were coming in. That face looked mad. So I was like, ooh, girl, calm down.
It was really interesting. Like. To see Starlet on the screen barely moving her face and then cut to Jomber's literally monologuing in Les Mis, Anne Hathaway style. I was just like, damn, Sia, give us everything.
I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
Orange, you're glad she wore it. She just was all over the place. That was one of those wins where it was like, congratulations, you moved around more. Shantae, you stay.
Yeah, because I feel like if it was a different song, it might have been a little bit closer, because imagine if they gave them a ballad.
Yeah.
Imagine they gave them a ballad and you just had to stand there. I feel like Starlet would have taken a ballad because she's very sensual and she's very soft and she's very good at standing there and giving you, you know, and giving you beats. Like, I'm not to say I don't want to take away from her performance because it was beautiful the way that she performed. But I think if she would have given a song where she could thrive, I think it would have been better. But Jomber's obviously fought a lot harder and gave a lot more to the performance. Oh my God, stop laughing at me.
I'm laughing because I've been laughing for the last 10 seconds because your compliment was she's very good at standing there.
Standing there.
I know what you mean.
That's what it meant.
I know what you mean, but the way that sounded, that's too fucking good. Too fucking
Starlet,
good.
Don't subtweet me. I'm traumatized.
No, here's the thing. I would watch her stand in front of me any fucking day. I can't wait to meet her. She's so chic. So chic.
Mm-hmm. And when I mean standing there, it's just like, do you remember when Taste did Memory?
I totally know what you mean. I was just
trolling. You know.
I think it's funny. Okay. I loved your delivery. Okay. You're making me smile.
Okay.
And then here's the thing. The lip sync. It was all over the place. But Jomber's, she took it. She gets to stay.
She took it. She gets to stay. And Miss Starlet leaves. I am devastated because she was one of my favorites this season. Like, I was very excited to see what she did. So
I'm too.
Destroyed.
And what do we think about the no exit line exit?
I don't think it was on purpose. I think she was just upset. I think she was
I think she was in her feelings. I think she's on the younger side, and it just, she got, it took over her, because when she finally was ready to talk on camera, the makeup had already run down the cheeks. She'd clearly had 10 to 15 minutes to freak.
Yeah, to decompress. You could see that she, because she even said, thank you for making my dreams come true, and now it's time to find another one.
Oh.
Like, you could see her dreams were just ripped out from under her. She only got 2 episodes. You know, like, I felt bad. My heart hurt for her. I was like, oh, but she's so young. She's so young.
She'll be back, baby. She's with a wardrobe like that. We just want to see her walk the runway. This is not the last we're seeing of Starlet, but unfortunately for the season, it might be.
Yes, for the season, I think it might be. But I think she'll be fine. She has a very incredible following. I have a feeling she'll have a very wonderful career. And yeah.
Speaking of incredible following, Jews, should we take a listen from one of our listeners' messages? A little audio message?
We should. Oh my God, yeah. I didn't get to hear the one that we were going to put in.
Oh my God, you have to listen. You have to.
So let's give a listen. This is Emily. All right, let's give a listen to Emily.
Hi, my name's Emily, and my question is, would you rather every time you pass someone on the street, they have to give you a kiss on the cheek, or you can't eat food ever again, you can only drink from juice boxes? Do you like what I did there with the names? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Emily, you are funny. You are fabulous. And I think that's my favorite question we've ever had. What would you do, Juice? What is your answer?
I love food too much. Yes. I would have everybody give me a kiss on the cheek.
I kind of think the same thing, even with COVID.
Well, I think it would be a very intimate way of, like, meeting new people. And it would be, like, a very, like, I think it would take me longer to get places. But I think I would be more selective of where I go.
Uh-huh. Because only having juice boxes would be, I think that'd be tiring. Like, that'd be tricky after a while.
My teeth would get all funny because of the straws.
You're like, why didn't I just let them kiss me on the cheek?
If I just get a kiss on the cheek from everyone, I'll have to kiss a few frogs. But my God, I'll get some princes in there.
Do we have to kiss their cheek or they have to kiss our cheek?
I think it's very French. It's very kiss-kiss. Like, mwah, tutu on the cheek.
Oh, wow. Everyone's just getting it everywhere. Okay,
yeah, cool. That was a very smart little question. I loved that.
I am obsessed. We love you, Emily. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling in. And wow, Juice. Was that episode 2 of Drag Race UK?
That was episode 2. It was a really good episode. I really enjoyed it. Very entertained. I love Drag Race UK. I think there's something very special about it. It was great. I'm very excited for the season.
And you know what? I just love having my weekly catch up with you. I love our check-in. No matter what we're doing, it's just like, girly, what are you up to? We're about to podcast.
I know.
Let's go.
It was fun. I felt like today I was very like, when I started, because I had like a bit of a funky day, but yeah, I'm very happy. Today was great.
I know. It's the highlight of my week. Ugh. And if you want this to be the highlight of your week, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. Share this podcast with your friends. We're a growing team over here. We need your love. We need your support. If you want to follow us on Instagram, you can hit us up at Semi-Qualified Queens Pod. And what's our handle on Twitter, Juice?
If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at SQQPod. And if you want, you can use the hashtag semi-qualifiedquestions, or you can email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com. But what we prefer is to hear your beautiful, beautiful voices. And if you want to have your voice on the podcast, if you're feeling brave and you want to ask us a question, or if you want to jump on and just tell us some fun facts, go to speakpipe.com/SQQPod. That's speakpipe.com/SQQPod.
Like Emily, how funny was she? That was amazing. We know we have some clever...
I'm a big fan of Emily.
Like, we have some clever listeners out there. We want to hear from you too. So yeah, speakpipe.com/SQQPod. But we'll see you next week, okay?
Yeah, love you guys so much, and we'll see you then.
Bye!